what are you looking forward to improving upon in year two, and how good can this defense be?
Well, I think we can be dominant. I think that, you know, I love the way we finished the year. One of the things I'm most proud of is that we continued to get better as the year went on, and I love the mentality that we finished the year with. You know, we were knocked out of the playoffs those last two games. I thought the defense really played hard. They finished. They played for one another. They played for the coaching staff. They played for the dog pound. We want to be a cutting-edge scheme built around old-school philosophies. And in order to do that, you got to stop the run.
Yep.
We want to build a bully on defense. We want to be the team that nobody wants to play. And to build a bully, you got to be able to stone people in the run game. And that's where all of our focus has gone as a staff. That's where we're going to start day one with our guys when they're back here in 2 weeks. And we've attacked it. You know, we've had long days. You know, what can I do better? What can we do better as a coaching staff? How can we put these guys in position to be more successful? Because when you stop the run, now we can be exotic, and now we can go punish your quarterback. And that's what we're looking to do. And that's a step that we have to take in order to build that bully that we talk about in the AFC North.
And you bring in Randy Starks. John Hughes signs an extension. You're getting Phil Taylor back from injury. You're getting Armonte Bryant back from injury. The health there, also maybe you're going to get some assets in the draft. How do you feel about the personnel on that D-line today, and what does Randy Starks bring to the table?
Well, I felt good about the defensive line personnel going into the season last year. I think, again, Randy Starks is going to be a reliable guy. He's made the Pro Bowl two times in his career. I think he's only missed four games. He's a power pass rusher, which means he'll be able to push the pocket and get the quarterback off his spot, which is going to make guys like Paul Kruger, Dez, and Armani and Mingo that much more effective, because those guys are more that are going to beat you around you. You know, he's going to get that quarterback off the spot and flush him to him. So, you know, and again, I'm excited about him mentoring the young guys in that room.
This is your second year now as a defensive coordinator. How much more comfortable are you at this point compared to where you were a year ago getting ready for this season?
I'm very comfortable. You know, it's huge that our entire defensive staff's back. We've had a lot of guys that have had opportunities to move on, and I just think it shows the commitment to Cleveland that those guys wanted to stay, and they're committed to getting this thing turned around and making Cleveland a consistent playoff contender. And then I think that coaching staff-wise and player-wise, in year two, we'll be able to go more graduate level. On the sideline at times, you kind of hesitated to make major defensive adjustments because you didn't want somebody to blow a gasket. You might have been confident that two or three guys could have handled it, but if there were one or two other guys, you were
you get the deer in headlight look like I don't understand.
Execute us, right?
Sure.
So I think we'll be able to tackle that stuff in year two, and I'm excited. I'm excited for the group. I know they're excited.
Right.
You know, they're ready to get back and get rolling. And you know, I'm in the process now of planning my first meeting, and you know, there'll be some fireworks. It's good. I'm excited to get going.